Hello, my name is Stephen Fetter, and I'm making up this podcast about Ranch in San Antonio Open Space Reserve near Los Altos. It is a piece of regional history about that centers around Deer Hollow Farm, which was donated by the Grant family sometime in the past 50 years. I'll be going on the Wildcat Loop Trail, which is 3 or 4 miles that starts at the beginning of the park and goes up to Vista Point and then down the... So you can choose several trails. I'm going down the High Meadow Trail past Deer Hollow Farm and then out. Parking at this park is rather difficult on weekends. There's 2 parking lots that are constantly pretty full, but if you find St. Joseph Road, you could park there with less hassle. Should be aware that you should bring water and beware of mountain lions and ticks, as they both appear in this park, although I've never had a problem with them. So yes, I will now continue my hike, and I will speak again when I have reached the trailhead. Hello again. So I am now at the trailhead. To get to the trailhead, you would walk down the main road, follow it for a ways, and eventually you'll pass Deer Hollow Farm, go past a gate, and turn left, and you see the trailhead. There is a 3 signs that have maps information about the park here, and there's also water fountains and bathrooms for those who need them. Deer Hollow Farm itself is a rather nice place. It is a working farm run by, I believe, the state of California in some capacity, or a local government of some sort. It has several animals, goats, hogs, some sheep, a cow, grows, ferries, other things. It's an educational farm. They do a lot of field trips for young children and have examples of what it was like to live on a farm around the early 1900s. The farm was actually donated by the Grant family in like 1975 or sometime around that year. I should have more information on that later on the site. So I'm walking the Bobcat Loop Trail, Wildcat Loop Trail, I apologize, which comes out to a little over 2 miles. There's an optional of going up to the Vista Point, which gives you a very nice view of the valley. I will be talking there in a moment. The park itself has quite a selection of trails. Wildcat Loop Trail is one of the easier ones. One of the more difficult ones would be the PG&E Trail, which has a lot of elevation gain and is very good for those who want a more serious hike. All trails are fairly easy to find and follow. There are regularly posted maps, and you can get maps off the site of the park. So yeah, it's a nice place. I grew up near here and came here as a child. There are trails for a variety of activities. You can hike, you can bike, there's a lot of joggers, and you can ride horses. Of course, you have to bring your own horse, which I have never been able to do, but in theory you could if you were so inclined. Because it's so close to Los Altos and several other cities, it's a very popular place, especially on the weekends, so early is better, and be prepared to walk a bit to get to the actual park if the parking lots are filled. There are places to eat lunch. There's several vista points where there's generally benches. There's also, near Deer Hollow Farm, an old barn space with picnic tables. If you're here during school hours, especially near summertime, there tends to be a lot of small children from field trips from local schools who come here, and other such groups. But yes, it's a very nice place to go for an easy hike, or the family if you are older and probably not in college. I, however, being in college, tend to go here just for recreational and fun times on the weekend. The park does close after dark, although I'm not sure how strict they are in finding you and kicking you out. There is a fair amount of wildlife. There are turkeys. There are, as I said before, mountain lions and ticks, neither of which I've ever had a problem with. There's also coyotes, which I've never seen, but the ones I generally see are rabbits, deer, and turkeys. There's a very fairly sizable herd, wild turkey population. I'm not sure what the correct note for a flock of turkeys is, but there is one of them here, and they can get rather ornery. So yes, I will continue speaking when I've reached Vista Point, which I'm going past Deer Hollow Farm up the Wildcat Loop Trail, then around the Wildcat Loop Trail again from the junction with Upper Wildcat Trail Canyon up to Vista Point, for those of you who may have a map open. So yes, I will speak to you soon. Hello again. I'm now at Vista Point. I can see most of the South Bay. I could see, I think it's the Dunbarton Bridge all the way, Shoreline, Amphitheater, the Moffett Field, Golf Course. I can see lots of San Jose and deeper south of the South Bay. It's actually a very spectacular view. Because it's a bit cloudy today, I can't really see the other side of the valley, but on a clear day, you get a great view of pretty much the entire South Bay, and if you skid a little higher, there's a view of San Francisco. It's just a fantastic view. Where from where I am, there are the foothills down, and then the cities of Los Altos, Sunnyvale, and San Jose, and so on. It's very nice. It's very wooded city, actually. It looks almost like a forest from up here. Houses, when down there, doesn't really feel like that. On a wildlife note, actually, there are actually some deer out today. There's a couple grazing on the fields below the hill. I see four or five of them. I don't know, six. Just deer grazing and chilling out. From here behind me, I can see the Santa Cruz Mountains?
I'm not sure.
The mountains that are bordering the west side of the Bay Area. Can't really see over them because there's fog today, but they're usually very nice and green, although the fields this year have been rather dry-looking due to the drought. So yeah, this is one of the areas I like to go to when I'm in the park, just because it's such a nice view. There's some nice wood benches and fences that you can sit on, eat lunch, have a break, depending on what time you're here, what your plans are. It's a pretty easy hike, about 2 miles, as I said, 2 or 3 miles, although you can make it longer depending on which route you take. And yeah, it's a nice place. You can see a water tank of the park, and several trails. You can see other people, you can see cars, you can see freeways, a golf course, as I mentioned before. You can see an old Jesuit monastery that there used to be a university on the I suppose that would be the south end of the park. Used to be a Jesuit university for priests, but during the earthquake in the early 90s, Loma Prieta earthquake, the part of school got damaged, so they took it down and moved on, but the monastery is still there. It's actually an active monastery. I think you can visit, but I'm not sure how. I've never done so, but it's there for visitors, I suppose, if you are interested in monasteries and Jesuit orders. But yeah, it's, again, a very nice view, a very good place to stop, take a break, and just see the Bay Area. I'll continue when I've reached the bottom of the trail back around Deer Hollow Farm. Hello again. I'm now back at the trailhead. So, it's a good hike, 2 miles. Be aware that because this park is located in the foothills, trails do tend to be rather hilly, some steep. They're not very hard, just be prepared for some elevation gain, not too much, but enough to be a challenge. There is also poison oak in the park, as I once discovered to my displeasure, so trying to stay on the trails and avoid running through green stuff, especially if it looks like poison oak. So it's good to note that this park is very adaptive to what you want to do. There's a lot of trails, a lot of trail combinations. I think the longest straight run is estimated to be about 16 miles, somewhere around there. Although you can make many, many, many combinations with the various trails to make as long or short as you like. The maps are pretty good about showing how much elevation gain there is, so take a look at the map. It should be online. There will be a link below. And again, the trailhead for the Wildcat Loop Trail is right by the farm, and it's a nice farm to go look through and see animals. You can pet them, although don't try to feed any of them. That tends to be bad, especially for, you know, pigs and goats and cows. It's very educational if you're interested in either animals or if you have children, although it's not very detailed. It's made for younger children, but there are staff who work there you could probably talk to about more complicated farm issues if you so desire. But yes, so thank you for joining me on this hiking podcast, and I hope you make it out to Rancho San Antonio, the Open Space Reserve near Los Altos. Steven Vetter signing off.